For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah. Keith McPherson on the fan in New York. Who's going to run this town?
I don't know.
Definitely not one of the football teams. Sucks, right? Like, it just sucks to be a NFL fan in this area, and like, the NFL is king, and these teams so many times are laughing stocks, terrible, miserable together, and it's like, damn, I know I came on yesterday, I was like, we deserve better NFL play in New Jersey. MetLife Stadium has had nothing outside of that Super Bowl, which, like, whatever with the Super Bowl, like, there haven't been enough good games over there. And in the last 2 years, the Jets and the Giants both have had plenty of primetime opportunities. Monday night football, Thursday night football, Sunday night football. And most of the time, it's been embarrassing. 888-808-1019. So we'll also bring in more of the Giants conversation in this hour. Shout out to Jordan Schultz. I got to bring Jordan Schultz on when I get a earlier show, a 7 p.m. KM to AM, maybe next week. But he is... He's reporting on both the Jets and the Giants. So before we go, you know, exactly where I want to go with the Daniel Jones stuff, he had a tweet that he put out earlier, you know, talking about the meddling, talking about Woody Johnson. And it's obvious. I don't know. That's why I said it. As much as it's ridiculous and we're like, look at the Jets, nobody is actually surprised, right? Like, it's not that outlandish. If this came out of Kansas City, maybe. If this came out of, you know, Pittsburgh, maybe. But this is pretty on brand. So, sources, Jordan Schultz writes, and Jordan Schultz is a Fox Sports NFL insider, and he's pretty credible. He talks to a lot of people. He's been in the media for a while. He said, while Joe Douglas held the GM title, I'm told much of the organization had been overseen by higher-ups over the past month. This was apparent in moves like the Davante Adams trade, which, like, why would you do that? Which many rival executives considered an overpay, and the Hassan Reddick renegotiation, which had stalled before being handled directly by others. Douglas effectively lost most of his authority after the firing of Robert Saleh, a decision made with minimal input from Douglas. And we all knew that. Like I said, I remember being on playing the clips. I'm like, listen to this guy. This guy's dead man walking. He's doing the job, but he's not doing the job. Or he's holding a job, but he's not doing the job. So these decisions to go and get Davante Adams, these decisions to renegotiate with Drew Rosenhaus, the new agent representing Hassan Reddick, that's Woody Johnson. That's Woody Johnson on a sinking ship trying to plug holes, and the football guys in the room telling him, abandon ship. It is like, there's nothing we can do. 888-808-1019. Now on the Giants side, it doesn't get much better. And it's not going to get much better with the benching of Daniel Jones. So I know I got on yesterday and I was like, you can celebrate that, but what are you celebrating? A guy that you used the number 6 overall pick on, that you gave a $40 million a year contract failing, a guy that many people look at the departure of Saquon Barkley as you choosing to pay him and not Saquon, you're celebrating him being benched? We all know what it was for. The writing was on the wall there. It was inevitable that he was not going to play this whole season, because it would have triggered the injury clause where next year there would have been guaranteed money. So Jordan Schultz writes, sources again, There's disappointment among some Giants players regarding how the Daniel Jones situation was handled over the past week, especially with players aware it was primarily a financial decision. Dexter Lawrence, who, if you remember correctly, was drafted right after Daniel Jones, so these guys have gone through all of this together. He also was paid, you know, at the same time. Dexter Lawrence publicly stated on Tuesday, he's the QB1. To me, he's the best quarterback on the team. Duh. Like, call a spade, Dex. You know what the deal is. One offensive player told me over the phone, we're not idiots. They did it because of money. So be it. But Daniel has been all class, never complained, and is now being completely disregarded. The team record is bad. You can point fingers everywhere. To try and blame him is trash. And making him third string is weak AF. Right, you heard Tim Boyle is back. Tim Boyle is also the song that doesn't end. Shout out to Tim Boyle, finesser of the year. Like, when you look at what Tim Boyle did in college and what he's been able to do in the NFL, getting opportunities, getting jobs, like, that's impressive for a guy that was not good in college. And I'm not anyone to speak. I wasn't good in college either. But I'm saying, like, he was not highly touted. He was not a guy that anyone expected to last as long in the NFL. And even when you do see him in the NFL, you're like, Tim Boyle? Shout out to Tim Boyle for finessing and his agent for getting it done. 888-808-1019. The Post goes on to say the sense that Jordan Schultz has gotten from multiple sources, players, coaches, and executives, is that the issues within the organization go far beyond one person. So you can't tell me Daboll is safe. You can't tell me that Joe Shane and them are just like, nah. Because, well, let's see how this works with Tommy Cutlets and not Drew Locke. Let's just see how Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, looks against the Buccaneers and how the rest of the season goes. Buckle your chin straps. It's not going to be great. Guys are going to start making business decisions, checking out. And we talk all the time about culture. That was the thing last year with Daboll and the culture and losing the locker room. And, oh, he's got a coach and they got to win games. No. It's a tank. It's Gervonta Tank Davis. It's Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby. Like, they got to lose the games. But in losing the games, you're going to lose players. And the Giants have a lot of young players. Speaking of, you know, hitting on young players in the draft with Joe Douglas. Man, the Giants have a lot of young players that are playing and contributing. The 33rd team put out a post. The Giants crushed the 2024 draft. Malik Nabers, obviously. Tyler Newbin. Theo Johnson. Tyrone Tracy. Drew Phillips. And I just saw a report about Drew Phillips today where I'm like, I didn't even realize he was balling like that. Like, Drew Phillips is being rated as one of the best in the league at his position. They're saying he's a superstar in the making. Giants rookie cornerback Andrew Phillips is the highest graded cornerback in the NFL this season. Phillips has an 84.6 grade per PFF. One of the three defensive rookie of the year candidates. So, like, I don't know. It's a mess on both sides. Let's get to you guys at 888-808-1019. Josh is in Passaic. Thanks for holding. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's doing? Good to have you back.
It's just the typical New York Jets, New York Giants, misery loves company, both seasons are over, disarray, you know? We've done this song and dance. Not to cut you off, because I know you got a lot to say and you held. I remember coming into the Fan almost exactly 3 years ago, and the first show I did was the day that Jason Garrett got fired, and I remember saying, okay, there's your chunk of flesh, there's your pound of flesh. But Joe Judge has to be next, and he was. And it's just like, this is just a merry-go-round. It just keeps happening with different guys.
And, Keith, I'm with you with Phillips. I didn't even know that he was, like, really on a team. Like, I wasn't really, like, I know. All of a sudden, I see the support. You know that the rookies are doing great. And he's with Barkley. I know, you know, he's doing great with the Eagles. But, like, when you really want to look at how much it's hurting the Giants helping the Eagles, kind of given more time, like, think that, let's say the Eagles have a first round exit. You know, the Eagles started off, 7-2, 7-3 last year, whatever it was. They collapsed down the line and they were at a first round playoff exit. And let's say all of a sudden Saquon Barkley is out for the year next year. They injury week one, week two.
Why would we just, because you're a Giants fan, we're just going to assume that they're going to be a first round exit and Saquon's going to get hurt?
Not assume, but we can't like grade how bad it is.
No, you can only go off of what we've seen right now. They're about to win the NFC East. Saquon's in the MVP conversation. I know it hurts as a fan, but that is more the reality than what you just spoke of potentially in the future. Like, the reality is that, like, they're going to keep winning. They have a good offense, defense. They're going to go into the playoffs and make noise. Saquon's going to get an opportunity to play in the playoffs. Saquon's someone who said, oh, I'm addicted to the playoffs. I love the playoffs. I need to get more playoffs. He might ball out in the playoffs and lead them to a Super Bowl again.
Yeah, we hope not for that. And
yes, but you hope not as a fan, but that is going to wear on you as a fan because the decision to let him test the market, and he tests the market and goes to your closest team, not the Jets, but the closest team to you, your division rival, the most hated opponent. Like, it's a stain that can't be removed. It's an open wound, and it's still yet to be seen how this chapter ends, and Saquon's not going anywhere. Like, he's got multiple years to play. I don't know. We'll see. We're obviously all going to watch.
Right, and Keith, the whole Daniel Jones situation, I understand all the players and the Giants saying, well, whole financial thing, he's great, whatever. He's our number one quarterback. I don't understand. Do you want there to be $23 million missing next year?
They don't care.
One less player helping you win games?
They don't.
He looks like...
They don't
he gives
care.
Me, you know what I think is up with him, Keith? I think he's got, like... Every time watching a game or playing a Madden, there's like a glitch. It just pauses for a second. Then before you know it, the play's happened already. I think that's what happens with him. He's a guy deep.
He's gunshot. I was at that Thursday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. That first throw to Malik Nabers, I'm like, that's a touchdown if he actually makes a good throw. Thanks for the call, Josh. The players don't care about the money. They don't care about John Mara's money. They care about the team. They're ball players. They play football. They put their lives on the line, their bodies on the line. They strap a helmet on and shoulder pads. They run into other big, fast, strong, grown men. And they know. They like, come on, bro. I know we're fans, and we think about all the numbers and the money and all. This is a good decision and tanking. And, like, it is a good decision. As a fan, it's a good decision to not trigger that injury clause and not have to pay Daniel Jones. As a fan, it's also good to not have to watch Daniel Jones. Josh is talking about a glitch in Madden or something. Like, I don't play video games. I haven't played video games since I was 12. But I know what you must mean. Like, you know, like when the game freezes. There are a lot of times where the game freezes for Daniel Jones and there's an open receiver and he doesn't make the play. You don't have to watch that anymore. And now, I guess we can all rally around Tommy Cutlet's take two. But, like, I hate to break it to you. He's not going to ball. He's just not. Especially if the players on the team are talking about this is nonsense, we're not idiots, they're doing this for money. Yeah, they're doing it for money. And they're also doing it because you can't keep rolling Daniel Jones out there. 888-808-1019. You can't. It had to end. They would have been laughed at. They would have been talked about more if they announced Daniel Jones was going to be the starter for another week. Why? What are you trying to? Are you trying to tempt fate and potentially watch him get hurt? Tear an ACL again? Have an Achilles injury, a neck injury, something like that, then you'll look really dumb. Then you'll have even more egg on your face. One, you look dumb for the contract. Two, you'd look even dumb for letting that happen. We've seen this. We saw this with Derek Carr and the Saints, or in the Raiders, and that's how he ends up on the Saints. We saw this with Russell Wilson and the Broncos. That's how he ends up on the Steelers. It doesn't help the locker room at all. It's business. But, like, as a fan, You're not a player. These players don't care about the money that the owner is saving potentially. They're trying to win games. They have pride. They have put their life into being NFL players. You don't make it to the NFL unless you've put in 20,000 hours. Like, these guys want the best quarterback out there, and they're in practice. They know. They know it's not Drew Lock either, but they know Drew Lock is better than Tommy DeVito. Like, as fans, we're going to celebrate being able to pinch our hands and say, hey, Tommy Cutlets. But, like, I was telling you guys, these takes about Tommy DeVito, they're going to expire. When you see him play against the Buccaneers have 11 guys on defense that they don't care. They're trying to take his head off. And if he's not able to get the ball to Malik Nabers, if Tyrone Tracy isn't gashing the defense, there's going to be a potential drop-off, a difference. And then what? It's not last year. Last year is last year. It was a different team, different set of circumstances. He was able to provide a spark and win some games and make some throws. But, like, I think the reality is going to hit that he's an undrafted player that's undersized. And, like, I don't know if he has the – I don't know. We're going to see Sunday. 888-808-1019. It's just these Tommy DeVito, the celebration of Daniel Jones being done and Tommy DeVito being the starting quarterback, it's going to change when you got to watch the team. And if they're not moving the ball – Or guys are checked out or making business decisions and don't look like they're so fired to go out there and compete anymore, the season's over. So I guess you can just You can go to tankathon.com and you can root for the tank. I don't know. Danny's in Paramus. Danny, you're on the fan.
Keith, thanks for taking my call. You're the GOAT. I want to tell you tonight about my lowest point as a Giants fan, and it was that Germany game against the Panthers. And I want to tell you that it's because whenever those overseas games go on, regardless of who's playing, it always happens when I'm in church, and I got to tell myself, I'm not going to think about fantasy or what plays might be happening or how the defense is playing or anything. And that day, Keith, that Germany day, it didn't even cross my mind. I've never felt a sense of apathy towards the Giants, and that's how I knew I was at my lowest. Does that make sense?
You can't lose to the Panthers. You literally can't lose. They're the worst team. Like they played Bryce Young. Like he was benched for Andy Dalton. You can't go overseas 9:30, the whole world, literally, not just the United States, the whole world watching this global game and losing overtime to those guys. It's just, it's embarrassing. And I understand, you know, being in church, it's like, Lord, forgive me for even, like, you know, even caring.
Yeah. And, you know, that's exactly my point. If they win, I'm not going to spike the football at the Panthers. And if they lose, it's disgusting, which it was. But that's my rationale for actually wanting to see Drew Locke instead of Tommy DeVito. Because Tommy at least brought that spark. And, you know, he's not going to be afraid to throw the ball to guys that are open like Daniel Jones was. So I've never really seen that spark from Drew Locke, no matter where he played. And all he can do is just, he can't take us lower than where Daniel Jones took us, you know?
Sure.
So I just want to protect the draft stock, and I think Drew gives us a better chance to do that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good point as well. Thanks for the call, Danny. Appreciate you. Like, I'll say this, like, if Brian Daboll is trying to coach a guy up, I think he's better suited rolling with the guy that's in his second year in the offense and a guy that, like Tommy DeVito, this could be it for him. You know, like, I think Tommy DeVito is ready to go out there and put it on the line. Like, I'm just talking about these guys, how they go to war. They strap up these helmets. They put their bodies. Like, Tommy DeVito is running head first into safeties and linebackers. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tommy DeVito is going out there trying to compete and win. And I do think he's going to have a quick trigger on the ball. I think there's going to be some quick reads, some things to get the playmakers going. Get Wandale the ball. Boom. Get Malik Nabers the ball. Boom. Tyrone Tracy, here you go. All right, let's mix it up. Let's find Theo Johnson. Like, there's going to be some quick decisions. It's not going to be like they're, you know, dropping them out. Like, I will say that, like, you know, if you want to lose. Drew Locke probably just being Drew Locke goes out there. But, like, I don't know, just overall size, pause, just, like, pedigree. Drew Locke is a better quarterback, and that's why you brought him here for $5 million. But, no, I was listening to Big Mac last night, and I don't remember the timing, but I know it was in the summer. And I do remember watching Hard Knocks and Shane walking down the hallway saying, like, you know, we got to protect ourselves. We don't know if Daniel Jones is going to be healthy. And I remember being on the fan and just taking Kyler Murray's timeline. And obviously Kyler Murray and Daniel Jones are two different people. Kyler Murray randomly showing up to New York to try pizza and talk to New Yorkers on the street, sampling pizza slices, asking for ranch. And people are surprised that they don't know Kyler Murray. This is New York. There's famous people everywhere. Kyler Murray doesn't register. Anyway, I used the timeline for Kyler Murray's return from his ACL injury, and I applied it to Daniel Jones. Pat Daniel Jones on the back again for how quick he was able to come back. Like, you talk about a guy who did everything he could. He just didn't physically have. He's not Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's not Lamar Jackson. He just didn't have it, and he was hurt. But, like, think about the offseason that he had to put together, the rehabs he had to go through. It's grueling. The process to mentally go through all that to get back to be ready for training camp and then watch on HBO your GM and head coach interview Drake May, Jaden Daniels, actively express how that, you know, they want somebody else and not you. 888-808-1019. The writing was on the wall. We were always going to get here. It's just now let's see what the Giants do. Let's see what Tommy Cutledge does. I don't believe in it. I watched him play last year, and we can go back to his stats from last year. I think you all know, as Giants fans, the Tommy DeVito local kid story was great. It was the best thing we had on both sides, Jets and Giants football-wise. But what did it cost you? It cost you the chance of potentially getting Jaden Daniels or Drake May. You end up drafting six. And those two teams that you beat in the Patriots and the Commanders they end up being a top three. We always knew Caleb Williams was going one, but like maybe you could have been there, even beating the Packers, who go on to beat the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. What did it get you? It got you Malik Nabers, but now you're hoping in this next draft that you can draft the quarterback of the future. You can't let Tommy DeVito go out there and be so competitive, and then even maybe like fire up guys and rally the troops, because we all know that they like Tommy. You know, he seems like a cool dude. Maybe if they get inspired, they are able to beat the Bucs. Maybe if they get inspired, they are able to go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys are trashed right now, especially in Jerry World. Like, that's a winnable game for the Giants. That would not be good for your future. 888-808-1019. Dave is in Brooklyn. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, talking.
Yeah, so I had a bit of a controversial pick. Controversial thought. Maybe next year, like, we can both agree the Jets and Giants season is over, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, so I'm just going to look up at the Jets and the Giants. I realized that the Jets, everyone before this year, they look at the offseason and think, like, yo, this is our year. But they put a great roster on the field. Everyone's like, we got more quarterback away. They trade for Aaron Rodgers, which is the correct move at the time. And it turns out Aaron Rodgers doesn't pan out. The Giants, they're nowhere near quarterback away. They're still, like, years within development. Uh-huh. So I was thinking, Joe Douglas just got fired. I trust in Dave's. Like, maybe we go fire Joe Shane, hasn't put a roster on the court field. So maybe go Joe Douglas. You're saying earlier, you know, how he has put an awesome roster on the field, just like didn't work out.
You're saying for the Giants to fire Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, hire Joe Douglas.
No, I'm saying keep Dave's.
They're a package deal.
But it might be worth it that Joe Shane has not put a roster on the field.
Yeah, but I think he's starting to. He inherited Gettleman's roster, and like I just was going through the names of the rookies that he hit on. Granted, they have two wins, but like they're playing right away. They're effective right away. Like there are guys that get drafted and don't ever see the field, complete misses. Like I think he's starting to get there, and like I disagree with like they're not a quarterback away. Maybe they are. Like they do have some good players on defense. They do have some good players on offense. Like maybe they actually are a quarterback away, where like a rookie could come in under the guidance of Daboll. And I don't know. I'll say this: Joe
quarterback
Douglas.
Away, they have two wins.
Say that again.
They have two wins. You think they're still a quarterback away?
They were in so many games. They lost so many close games. Yes, a quarterback that can throw touchdown passes. Yes, a quarterback that can hit an open Malik Nabers. Yes, a quarterback that's not turning over the ball to give you a point swing in the Commanders game. Like, yeah, thanks for the call, Dave. I hear you, but it's not happening. Joe Douglas is going to get hired again. He came from elsewhere. Joe Douglas has ties with the Eagles, with the Ravens. Joe Douglas, I think, worked with the Bears. He's going to get another job. And like you heard, if you listened to the show, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes ago, you heard Todd McShay talk about that. Like, Joe Douglas is going to be fine. The Jets are not going to be fine. Woody Johnson is not selling the team. Joe Douglas is going to leave. And Joe Douglas is not going to say a word to anyone about Woody Johnson and what went on. You'll get all these reports, but it's not going to come from Joe Douglas, because Joe Douglas knows he's going to work in the NFL again. He's for sure going to sign on with another team. He might not be the GM, but he's definitely not going to be the GM of the New York Giants in the same stadium right across. It's just not going to happen. 888-808-1019. I understand the thought. It's just not going to happen. Shane and Daboll are going to be here. They are. You can tell by their moves. You can tell. Like, I don't know if we have the audio of Shane talking about them losing close games. Like, he shouldn't be saying as the GM, talking about, like, basically saying, like, we're not getting smoked. It's not like they're killing us. It's not like they're beating us 40-10. But, like, those guys are so confident. And even with the embarrassment of what's going on in Philadelphia with Saquon down there talking about, yeah, I'm playing free. I got security. Yeah, I'm hurdling guys backwards. I got money now. Like, Saquon literally in an interview talking about, this is how I'm playing because I know I'm straight. Those guys, that it's water off a duck's back. They were so, you know, convicted about, we're not paying a running back. And they're standing on business, so much so with two wins, they're like, yeah, whatever, we're standing on business. We set up this Daniel Jones contract to get out of it if Daniel Jones didn't prove to be what we thought he could be after winning that game in the playoffs against Skoll, Minnesota Vikings frauds. 888-808-1019. They're standing on that. They have their own players speaking out. We don't like it. We don't care if you don't like it. You can get gone. A lot of you won't be here next year anyway. We're going to draft again. And from the looks of it, we're going to have a top five pick. 888-808-1019. I see you guys calling with the Juan Soto conversation. We're never going to get away from this until it ends. But I did see a report that it's going to end sooner than we think. I was saying winter meetings, winter meetings, winter meetings. Juan Soto is the biggest fish. Scott Boras has other fish to fry. Juan Soto is the first domino that has to fall so we can know about Christian Walker, Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman. So they're not going to hold up the line. We'll get to it. In the 1 o'clock hour, I will hit you with a bunch of different Juan Soto thoughts and things. And we'll get there. But, I mean, today, we're really talking about the Jets news. I don't know if you just started listening to this program. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 101.9 FM, streaming on the free Odyssey app. Joe Douglas got fired earlier yesterday. Good morning. And then tonight, Diana Russini and Zach Rosenblatt put out an article that the Jets owner, Woody Johnson, suggested benching Aaron Rodgers in September after the Jets lost 10-9 at home to the Sean Payton-led, rookie quarterback Bo Nix-led Denver Broncos, who are looking pretty good now. Not for nothing. What they just did to the Atlanta Falcons, coaching matters. You might not even be able to name 11 players on the Denver Broncos. Don't matter. You know who Sean Payton is. 888-808-1019. And he was right in calling out Nathaniel Hackett. And then Aaron Rodgers stuck his neck out for Nathaniel Hackett. It's a mess. It is a mess. Remington in Manhattan, you are on the Fan next. Go for it.
Hey, Keith. I've got an excellent solution to Jets' concerns, their fans at least. Perhaps Keith should put on his shoulder pads and toss the football around and go for a workout, and maybe they can hire you.
Nah, I'm cooked, man. I was playing T-ball with my son today. I got a toe problem. I got a lower back issue. I'm going to chiropractor later. My days are done. I'm washed. But no, they need somebody, man. It seems like no quarterback can get it done over there. They need something.
Well, Keith, if you were a Jets quarterback, guaranteed they lose the rest of the games. And guess what? They may get the number one pick. That's my thinking.
Yeah, here we go again. I don't know. They're so far away from just drafting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or whoever it may be. It is a colossal fail again from top to bottom. And the guy at the top is the one saying, nope, I know better than all of you. Here we go. All right, I'm the blind leading the blind. He's driving the vehicle, and he's driving it right off the bridge again.
Mr. Johnson, who inherited that from, I believe, his great-grandfather, that's Johnson & Johnson, I think that stock's going for about $153 today. Why doesn't he give all these, to allay their pain, the people who have supported, the fans who have supported the organization for so many years, especially the ones who buy tickets every year for many years, for many generations, give them 100 shares of stock. That's about $15,000 with a nice little dividend of 3.5%. Why not?
Literally sell the team.
That's a good point. God bless you.
Thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. We're about to go to break. Was it the Jets or was it the Giants that gave out the free soda? It was the Giants. It was the yo, pull up, order some food at the stadium. We'll throw you a bone. Here's a free Diet Coke or Pepsi. Yeah, what's the rest of the season like over there in East Rutherford for Jets and Giants fans? You'll be heard. Your voices will be heard here on the Fan. You'll be heard in that stadium. I mean, where do we go from here? We shall see. But, yeah, the Jets, one thing I'll say about it, and we'll take your calls when we come back, this is New York. I hear a lot of people saying who will want the job. No one necessarily wants to work under Woody Johnson with all the terrible things that we hear, but somebody's going to want that job. It's the NFL, and it's New York, and it's New Jersey, and it's Market One, and similar to how Aaron Rodgers thought or Rob Saleh thought or Joe Douglas thought they would come in and be the change. Somebody's going to come in and say, no, I'm the one that's going to right the ship. And you know what it's going to take? Woody Johnson. Similar to John Mara, but John Mara, he's got to be extremely patient here, right? We need football people, not family. John Mara went out, fired Joe Judge and said, all right, we're going to hire, you know, and let Gettleman go. We're going to hire a GM and coach together, and we're going to give them patience. We're going to give them 5, maybe 6 years now because, like, now they got to draft and develop their own quarterback, and we're going to see it through. And maybe, you know, they'll reap what they sow. But with the Jets, it's got to be the same thing. Woody Johnson has to stop meddling. He has to stop telling football people what they're going to do because he's the owner. He's literally got to get out of the way. And maybe he gets out of the way so much as going back to London to work for the president, handing the reins over to Chris Johnson, his brother, and letting him pick the GM head coach, and off they go. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. I will be.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Rolling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I have to, like, come back and make sure I say my first and last name, KM to 2 a.m.
Just to clarify, you know, it's been a little while. I was on vacation. I don't know where some people thought I was. Some people had a bunch of different ideas about what was going on. good to be back. And the sports keep on sportsing, specifically these New York football teams. And we'll get to the New York baseball teams because New York is a different kind of city. Baseball is year-round. We talk about it nonstop, even when I haven't really even gotten to plant my seeds yet on the Juan Soto conversation. I have calls about Juan Soto and the Yankees. We'll get there. In the 1 o'clock hour, we'll get there. I'm going to take the rest of these Jets calls, but whatever. I'll go ahead and plant the seeds on Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto. I think it's crazy that we're starting to hear people, Yankees fans, talk down on Juan Soto. Why would you start talking down on Juan Soto? He might be a Yankee for life. Are you starting to get afraid or scared or shook that he's going to sign with the Mets? You should process that and deal with that reality. You should. Like, you should realize, hey, this is the game. And the way that the game is played, you can't hate the player, hate the game. The richest owner in the sport could have him. He could easily be had. He's for the streets. You know, like, come on, man. You know the analogy. Some of these girls, though, they're just going to go with the guy that can get the bottle service. They're going to go with the guy that can take them to the restaurant and drop $1,000. They're for the streets. She was never yours. You can't afford her. So if Juan Soto wants to go to the richest owner in the sport, so be it. Right? Rumors about 660 being the number. You don't know what to believe because that number is out there, that $660 million was the offer. And then there's also reports out there that there are no offers and these meetings are just get to know you meetings. And then if you're a Yankee fan, you're like, why do the Yankees have to meet with them to get to know them? They know them already. And me as a Yankee fan, I'm like, no, you should keep your presence there. Like, you should keep your presence there. And I hope you have something saved. I was joking last night. I hope you have a unlimited Chipotle card or something. I hope you have some type of access to a dry cleaner, car wash, some type of service for this guy that he didn't have as a 1 year, you know, Yankee. But yeah, 888-808-1019. I'll plant some seeds for Juan Soto because we did get some information today. I know I was joking last night. I'm like, you know, why is there nothing on Juan Soto? So Bob Clappish wrote an article. I'll let you go out there and read it. But, you know, SNY Yankees put out that in Juan Soto's meeting with the Yankees brass, he pointed out where they needed improvement. Hal Steinbrenner said there will be upgrades for the 2025 roster, and there's belief he's 100% committed to being competitive with Steve Cohen. Oh, we're in for it now, folks. The biggest things for me are that, okay, if this is true, Hal Steinbrenner is not just going to say, here's Juan Soto, we can't improve the team. Hell no, you just got to the World Series. Add Juan Soto and plug those holes, because Juan Soto, he knows where you have holes on the team. In the middle of the season, Juan Soto was talking about to win the World Series, it can't just be two guys, him and Judge. Well, hell, where was Judge? 888-808-1019. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, I'm looking at Soto like, yeah, we can't lose you because you are a dog, because you are like that, because you do have a World Series ring, because you did hit the home run to send us to the World Series and end the drought. We know we can count on you year after year after year. So far, year after year, we can't count on Judge. We went and paid him. We want to run it back. With the Dodgers chirping, the Dodgers, Chris Taylor, Max Muncy, Joe Kelly, whoever else still talking. I don't think the Dodgers are actually going to be players for Juan Soto. I think they're just playing the game. We're the Dodgers. We always add. We have the money. We paid Shohei Ohtani. We paid Yamamoto. Yeah, what do you mean there's no seat at the table for us? Move over. We're the Dodgers. We're going to at least try to drive up the price for you guys. Or, you know, speculation. Or, oh, yeah, we know Boris. Yeah, Boris, we'll come through. But I don't think Juan Soto wants to join a clubhouse full of guys that are literally going on podcasts talking about how, oh, yeah, we knew that they were going to fold. We knew they were going to piss down their legs. Oh, yeah, we knew that they had that fifth inning coming. No, you didn't. I was in the building for that. Nobody saw that coming. No one knew. No one knew. One thing led to another, and yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, it's crazy how they're rewriting this World Series. They're literally rewriting how it was won, how it went down, how close it was or wasn't. They're literally going on podcasts because we're in this social media clicks era where you can go on a podcast, it gets clipped up as a video. People don't listen to the whole podcast, but they will bookmark and retweet and save that tweet where now we have at least three or four tweets from Dodgers players saying, oh, yeah, we knew. We knew. Oh, yeah, Fat Joe curse. As soon as they put Fat Joe on the big screen, we knew. Oh, yeah, we knew. All we had to do was put the ball in play. Yeah, Juan Soto's definitely not joining those guys. He's a competitor. He was staring at them celebrating on the field. So 888-808-1019. We'll get the Juan Soto stuff going. For the Mets fans, are you down with Steve Cohen spending the extra $50 million a year, adding an extra year? We've been talking a lot about curses, right? The Woody Johnson curse, I've dubbed this last 13, now 14 years since the Jets have been able to get to the playoffs. You can add Hall of Famers. You can add top picks. It doesn't matter. You know, I've talked about the curse of the Billy Goat out there in Chicago with the Cubs and the curse of the Great Bambino. And now I just mentioned the Fat Joe curse. I'm not sure what the Mets curse is. Besides just being the Mets, and I'm not even trying to throw shade, but I did mention, here we come into 2025. That's a decade since the last World Series appearance, right? The Yankees just erased the whole narrative that Mets fans have used. Like, oh, well, we've been to the World Series more recently than you. Well, that's gone. And then after 2025 comes 2026, and we're talking 40 years since the last World Series win. Are you down with Steve Cohen putting almost $700 million, which is probably what it's going to take, like $700 million in 15 years on Juan Soto, when you have other holes to fill, you have other needs, and sure, the richest owner in the sport can get it all done, and David Stearns has got the vision or whatever, but what if there's a world where Juan Soto doesn't fix the Mets curse, and it ends up being 50-some years without a World Series win, and another, I don't know, 25 years without a World Series appearance. Would it be worth it just to say that you took him away for 1 year of the Yankees? I think after all that time passes, Yankee fans won't even care. But right now, Yankee fans are ready to hate on Hal Steinbrenner if he doesn't sign Juan Soto, hate Juan Soto if he goes to the crosstown rival, hate on Brian Cashman, hate the game, hate Steve Cohen. I don't know. Hate the player haters ball. 888-808-1019. Let me take a couple Jets calls before we get to the 1 o'clock break. Rocco and Saratoga, always ready to rock.
Yes, indeed, Keith. Yes, indeed. New York, we have no football league.
Trash.
NFL, no football league
Trash.
Anymore.
Get them out of New Jersey. Get them out of the Garden State. They gotta go play in Staten Island or something.
Hey, I'm going to be rooting for Buffalo, okay? At least there's some excitement there. Josh Allen, they have a quarterback.
For real.
The only team in New York with a quarterback.
Learned. They figured out how to beat the Chiefs. They learned. They didn't give them the ball back. I want it to be Buffalo versus Detroit. Stay down till you come up. Those tortured fan bases. Can you imagine the Bills versus the Lions in the Super Bowl?
That'd be a battle royale, Keith. A battle royale, definitely. Look at the QBs. You know, Goff came. You know, hey, the kid can play.
Lions minus four. Lions. Give me a Lions.
And Josh Allen, forget about it. Josh Allen is a quarterback plus.
He's everything. He's everything, and it's not because of Brian Daboll. It is not because of Brian Daboll at all, really.
No, he's gone. He's long gone. He's playing better than ever. MVP this year. He's playing. Okay, he's been gone, right? You can't say, oh, yeah, what? Come on. You know, that's what happens. Someone pans out, and all of a sudden the coach gets all the credit.
These Jets fans thought that they were going to win the division and rock with the Bills because Stephon Diggs got traded away. Like, oh, here we go now.
Yeah, and the Jets, and we got Adams. So, that locks it up. We're going to roll now. We're rolling downhill. Rolling downhill. Yeah, it's a total lunacy. You know, Johnson is following the Jerry Jones playbook.
Johnson's following the Jerry Jones playbook. Yeah, they're both terrible.
Yeah,
they both deserve everything that's coming their way. They've both made many mistakes, and yeah, they think they're football guys, and they're not. Thanks for the call, Rocco. 888-808-1019. Alan in Manhattan, you've got it next.
The next.
Hello, Alan.
I'm getting myself.
Echo. Yodelay. WFAN. That's weird. I don't know what's going on. Let's go to Marty in Hoboken. Hello, Marty.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, brother?
Good. I don't know how that was. I'm trying to think, like speakerphone.
That was really weird. Anyway, but I think the Steelers, you know, the Rooneys, they run their operation different than the Giants. They used to compare the Giants and, you know, Rooneys and the Maras. The Rooneys are
you can't compare the two.
Now it's over, right? So the Rooneys get Russell Wilson for $1.5 million league minimum, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get Justin Fields for a sixth round draft pick.
They draft my guy Kenny Pickett out of my high school, 20 overall in the first round. They don't waste any time with the guy. They give him 2 years. Kick him to the curb.
They got a third round draft pick from the Eagles for Kenny Pickett, right?
And they're going to turn him into that pick into a linebacker or a random receiver. Just bank on it.
Russell Wilson for 1.5 is a steal.
And they picked up Fields too. Fields got him to 4-0.
He had 4 wins. So they went right at it. They didn't waste any time. They said this is what we got to do, and that's what. And they always have a great defense. Tomlin.
Yeah, it's a culture thing, man. They're just always disciplined, even the little things. Like Chris Boswell, just being an automatic kicker. We don't have to score a touchdown.
Oh,
this guy's not going to miss. Justin Tucker, you blink, we're not going to blink.
You know what I say about that, Keith, as far as the kicking goes? Is that everybody goes for it on fourth and one. Everybody goes for it on fourth and one. All the teams.
Points.
You know, just take the points.
Give me the points. The whole object is to score more points than the other team. Yeah. I'm taking the guaranteed points because I know my kicker is cold-blooded.
Yeah, he's that good. He's missed one field goal the whole season.
Yeah, he's my fantasy kicker in both leagues.
Oh, there you go. And you're in Ocean Township, Tom. I'm in Red Bank. I'm Marty from Hoboken, but I'm really Marty from Red Bank.
Now. Oh, sure. Well, now I'm right there in a Hoboken-Jersey City border. But, yes, I grew up in the town, went to Monmouth University, went to Ocean Township.
Oh, cool. Cool, man. Yeah. Bob Olshan was a good, like, family friend of mine.
Yeah, I know all about RBC, Red Bank Regional, all of it. CBA.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, no, my buddy's dad was one of the founders, Sheen.
Awesome. Well, what else you got on the Jets and Giants before I let you roll?
Well, I mean, it's the Jets. I mean, the Giants, I think, actually, I think are a better situation than the Jets are.
They are.
I really mean it. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is done. He's shot. So the Giants got a lot of young talent, and you got Dexter Lawrence. They could have won a lot of games early in the season, but they lost to like the Redskins. They should have won probably a couple of games. I don't know. I just think that they should keep Dable and Chain. Did Joe Douglas just get fired? Is that true?
Yeah, earlier today. I was laughing about it. I'm like, and then I was laughing harder when the report came out that, you know, this all probably really, you know, started because Woody Johnson stormed him saying to bench Aaron Rodgers in there saying, Woody, chill. This is a Hall of Famer. He's like, he's the face of the franchise. We can't do that.
It's crazy. It's crazy. No, the Jets. Oh, my God. No, I was just sitting here listening, and I'm like, did Joe Douglas just get fired?
Yeah, but we knew. Once they fired Rob Saleh, and they asked Joe Douglas about it, he wasn't consulted about it. What are you doing? You're the GM. You pick the coach. Thanks for the call, Marty. 888-808-1019. Let's see if we can get another Jets call in before we get out of here for the next break. Ross in Bergen County. Ross goes to Don Bosco. He is a proud supporter of Tommy DeVito.
How you doing, man?
Good.
How's it going? I was actually thinking real quick before I got on the air a couple of weeks from now, Giants are playing the Saints. I don't know if you know this, but this Darren Rizzi fellow they got down there is a Bergen Catholic alumni. So when DeVito goes down there under center, it's going to be a little Bosco versus Bergen.
I did not know
actually
that.
Might be up here in MetLife.
Hillsdale, New Jersey. Yeah. I did not know
so,
that.
Those,
I'm looking them up now. Bergen Catholic, Oradell, New Jersey.
Sidelines, yeah.
Good.
Because when a couple years, actually last year, they played in New Orleans, and Rizzi was like the special teams coordinator or something. He was rocking a Bergen Catholic shirt kind of dance.
And he went to Rhode Island URI. Did he play? I did not know this.
I'm not sure, yeah.
He coached at Rhode Island.
Been on it in a couple weeks.
Good. Thanks for the heads up on that. I'll definitely be pushing that Jersey connection.
We need any semblance of a storyline around here. I mean, real quick, I want to segue. The Rangers just wrapped up late game. They're out west, kind of tied in with my Jet point. You know, we saw Kyrie come and go, Harden come and go. I'd say KD was still kind of in his prime when he was here, so I wouldn't put him in that combo. But Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, obviously Rodgers, and Devontae Adams are still here, and the best mercenary in this town might just be Jonathan Quick, because you know he shares a net with Igor Shesterkin, who's basically a man-child crying about $12 million he wants from the highest-paid goalie in the league, wants 10. I said, I want to give him 12 cents right now, let alone $12 million. But they barely won tonight. Meanwhile, Jonathan Quick's got like some of the best stats in the league for goaltenders. So of all these mercenaries coming in, won titles elsewhere, I mean, Quick, with both of his titles, came against local teams here. Here he is all these years later, back end of his career, winning
he's
games.
He still and got it, sparingly.
I guess that kind of segues to, I mean, listen, I guess my segue would be Igor's got to stay off the weed, as Stephen A. Smith would say. So if we're going to do an ayahuasca tie and this Rogers segue and all that, man, I have never seen, I don't think anybody, I'm coming in one of the, you know, say eight, you know, 17 years old, I'm sure people way older than me call it the station. I think it's safe to say, regardless of age, nobody has seen as catastrophic of a single year as this 2024 Jets season. I mean, if you see like the quotes coming out that Joe Douglas is basically a dead man walking from the jump, they fired that guy Hogan or something. There was a quote out like, Douglas said he might as well fire me on the spot here. Woody was basically the GM
de facto GM when he's, you know, this time next year he's going to be overseas. And I mean, not like Chris Johnson's any better, but still, I mean, they're just a walking disaster. And I feel like, you know, the tie-in of LOL Mets, same old Mets, I'm not saying they're going to take off and win 90. I mean, they should, you know, from this point forward win 90-plus games, but knowing them, who knows? But I think this year alone, with how much of a magical year the Mets had compared to beyond that, catastrophic doesn't do it justice. I think this year is the divide between the Mets being a joke and the Jets being a joke, because they just took it to a whole nother level this year, and today cemented it.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Yeah, I don't know. You know what it is with the Jets? You can't be surprised when they ran it back from last year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they passed on, like, Woody, you passed on all of these coaches that came available, from Bill Belichick to Pete Carroll to Harbaugh, Mike Vrabel. We were talking about this last year. You're going to run it back with Joe Douglas, Rob Saleh, Aaron Rodgers. And then what? And then when it doesn't go well and you're 3-8, you're going to blow it up then. And really, you blew it up. You blew it up week 5 just to get Rob Saleh out of your face. What now? That's why we can't be surprised. 888-808-1019. We'll see how the rest of the season goes for the Jets and the Giants, but they're cooked. And fans now have to root for the tank, and players don't tank. And pretty soon we're going to be talking about the Knicks. Low-key should be talking about the Nets. Nets won tonight. They got something cooking over there. I know y'all don't care about the Nets so much. Somebody listening to me does care about, you know, this young core of Brooklyn Nets. I don't care. Are the Nets still in the league? We're going to be talking hockey. Rangers win 4-3 over the Canucks. Islanders just lost in a shootout to the Flames 2-1. But, yeah, football is over. So lock in on your fantasy team. Lock in on your parlays. I mean, you should just be betting against the Jets and Giants every week the rest of the way. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, we'll do the Juan Soto conversation. I'll add some more things. I see all the calls are Juan Soto, Yankees. Yankees issues. We'll do it. I don't mind doing it. I'm just getting tired of it. Like, at this point, it's like, whatever. Like, one more week, two more weeks of this. Let's see. We got this week, Thanksgiving. No, we've got like legit 2 more weeks of Juan Soto stuff. Fingers crossed he gets this done by December 4th before they head out to the winter meetings. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.